to Daniela, listening in Morelos, Mexico, online. Daniela, your question for Jimmy Akin.
Oh, hello.
Howdy.
Hi.
Okay, so my question is, it's like a two-part question. So
okay.
The first would be, when did the church as a whole determine that contraception is a bad thing, and on what basis? Like, mm-hmm. Where is our support for that in the Bible?
Okay.
And so second part would be, why is the Eastern Orthodox stance on contraception mistaken?
Okay. In regard to the first question, the church has always held that contraception is not morally permissible. It's something that goes all the way back to the very beginning. And there are, in fact, if you go into the Old Testament, there are passages that that condemn different forms of birth control that were used in the ancient world, such as Genesis 38, where you have a gentleman named Onan using a form of contraception known as coitus interruptus, and he ends up getting struck dead by God. Then there is in Deuteronomy 23, if memory serves, there is a passage that says a man who has what it literally says is a man who is wounded in the stones, but what it means is a man who's been rendered deliberately infertile is not to be allowed to join God's holy people of Israel. And so so you have that, and that was in a day and age where contraception was almost unthinkable because children were very highly prized by the ancient Hebrews. Contraception was more practiced in the Greco-Roman world. And so once Christianity began and began to expand into the Greco-Roman world, already in the first century, in documents like the first century document known as the Didache, you have condemnations of not only things like abortion and infanticide, but other forms of contraception as well. And so this has been something that's been part of the Judeo-Christian tradition all the way back. And the basic underpinning for it is the fact that God designed human reproduction to work a certain way. It can be legitimate to want to space children and so forth, or limit number of children, but you need to do that in a way that works with God's design for human sexuality, not in a way that deliberately frustrates it. And so in terms of Eastern Orthodox, I am not aware of them having a single position on this. My understanding is that different Orthodox traditions and theologians have different ideas about this, and so I can't offer a blanket answer there. But I would say that to the extent that one says it's okay to frustrate God's design for how he built us, to that extent, a particular viewpoint's going to be wrong and inconsistent with the church's historic understanding of these things.
Thank you, Daniela.